Okay, the Gabi is the Chazor. So we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos Lamed Vav Amud Beis tells us that the Shammai holds that a person is allowed to take the thing off the fire, but to return it, to bring it back to the fire after you removed it, is also. Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter. Rashi explains what's the baya, what's the problem with a person being ma'aseh kedeira to the Eish on Shabbos. So Rashi, the ma'asikim of Vashel. Beis Hillel holds it's mutter because it's already goruf, and therefore we explained last time in Sif Aleph and the halachas of Shehiya that if something is goruf, there's no shaila of a ma'aseh over there. Lemaisa. When you go through the sugya of Sif Beis of Reish and Gimel, you come up with a machlekes rishonim in what the issa is over here. And it's a tremendous nafkamina, there's a lot of different halachas. There are two reasons brought down in the rishonim why chazara is asa. Number one, as we mentioned from Rashi, ma'aseh kimavashel. And number two, shemi yechate. For example, the Rashba, the Ran, and like we mentioned, Shitas Rashi, and other Rishonim as well, hold the Issa of Chazorah, the Haim, to take a Kedera off the Eish and to put it back on Shabbos Kodesh, is an Issa of Maxi Kimavashim. It has to be Mazda. What exactly is this Maxi? Who's it for? What's it negated to? That Beit Hashem will get to. Sefer Yosha, Rabbi Natam, and Tosfos seems to go to Mahalach and other Rishonim as well, Shema Yechata. Now it's interesting. You would have thought that Shema Yechata is a little bit more of a chomodika in you. Shema Yechata is a shayla from the Raisa. First, it's going to be Shema Yechata on Shabbos. He's doing Mabe Mamish, the shayla Mamish of Avora. Doing Mamish is the Raisa. Well, the Mesik of Avashon is like, Kilu, alright. You know, it looks like you're doing the wrong thing. Nunu. What's the pshat? So the pshat seems to be like this. The reason why the Rishonim that only mention the Mesik of Avashon and not Shema Yechata is the pshat is Azoi. They hold that normally the Islam Shema Yechata is only by Shehiyah. The issue of Shem Yechata is when you put a kedeira on the fire on Shabbos and it's not fully cooked, so a person is bohul out of Shiloh, as I stated in Kamer Rishonim, that a person is scared it's not going to be cooked, the suit is going to come along and I'm not going to have food that's ready to eat. Mimela learn those Rishonim, the Pshat is Azoi. The Pshat is that only by Shehiyah when a person is bohul out of Shiloh is going to be scared. Mimela learn those Shem Yechata. Masha Enkim of doing Chazorah. Most people don't take a kedeira off the fire if it's completely raw. No one's going to do such a thing. Could be maybe it's even more than that. Mimela zog there, we haven't got such a chashash. Because already Mayach HaMajusoy, a person can bet to meet it already at the Yad Chagdam, we mentioned previously. Mimela, he said, that's the reason why some Rishonim hold that they're only talking about a Mechzi Shaila. It's not really a Shaila of Shem Yechata. Shem Yechata is by Shehiya, or by Chazorah. Shem Yechata, no, that we don't say. But Sheink in the Machmirim, the Haim of the other Rishonim that hold, they even say Shem Yechata, they say, what do you mean? Cold man is not fully cooked, right? But Choshen, maybe a person will take it off and put it on. There is a chashash, maybe it will go cold, as we'll mention Be'ez Hashem in a moment. There is a chashash of Shem Yechata. Now, you have to remember, there's a lot of lomdus over here. And I'm going to go through a little bit of it, just to give the a little bit of a flavor into the lomdus over here. Maybe you've seen it yourself, you've spoken it yourself. But it's very kedai to know the lomdus over here of Reish and Gimel. You see, obviously, Be'ez for Chulei, because it's the lomdus here that brings a person to the full understanding and to remember all of these halachas. It's moment you have to understand what's going on. It's not kedai just to know the halachas, the zoi, the halachas, the zoi. You have to know the lomdus, you have to know the time you had over. There's a, yeah.
Is this machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos, whether the reason for Chazara, the Chazara is Mexican Vashel or Shema Yechate, is this the Sibo behind the machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether it's Shaya Chazara by Erev Shabbos and Shaya Chazara?
Oh, very good, we have to get to that. That is a sugya b'vnei atzmo, which is an unbelievable sugya. As you saw from Tosfos, there's a new chiddush of a Chazara that nobody ever heard of before, and that is that Shaya Chazara and Erev Shabbos, even on Shabbos morning, could be Friday morning.
Would only be Shaya on Shabbos.
Could be that's the nafkamina, but we'll get to it over there. I won't explain it over there because that's a big avichas. That's a modik alocha. That it's Shaya on a Friday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning to be a Shaila of a Chazara when Shabbos is another 8 hours. Modik a chiddush Tosfos tells us. That's a chiddush that we have to get. And by the way, you should know this is very, very negeah. It's extremely negeah that Tosfos. We'll get to that. That's Chazor and Erev Shabbos. That basis we'll get to. But I want to continue again into the time of into the Hagdoma, into Chazor. There's a Murtika or Samech. The Samech over here in Perigimel and Chashabbos wants to be Mazbe, beautiful Pshat, in a Machlekes Rishonim. Zug the Samech, he wants the Taina that the Machlekes Rishonim that we just mentioned, whether it's Mechzigim of Hashem or Shema Yechata, is telling the Machlekes whether we say Bishol after Mayach Mojasai or not. How does it work out? Mamish Mayodik. Zug the Samech of Pshat is Azoi. Tosfos, for example, holds that after something is cooked already, Michael Ben Drusai, as we know from Simon Shin Yit Ches, there's no Issa Bishul anymore. After Michael Ben Drusai, there is no Bishul Mimela. Tosfos doesn't hold of a Mechzik and Mavashel. Because there is no Bishul anymore. Elamai, Tosu had to come along with what? Tosu had to come along with it. Shashem Yechata, maybe a person will do Chitu because it went cold, whatever. Oh, but as a Masikim of Bashul, if he Tosu, it can't be. Generally, as we mentioned before, with those Samech says a claw. A person doesn't take a Gedei off under Michael Ben Yusor. He takes it off when it's already a little bit cooked to some Adrega. The Nela repeated that. Tosu is the one that holds the Mesikim of Bashul. Doesn't hold the Mesikim of Bashul, only holds of a Shema Yechata. Masha'en Kim the Rambam, which is how we pass the halach over there in Shinit Ches, is the Rambam holds what? Oh, the Michael Ben Yisrael is still Shaykh Bishul until you get to Mabashul called Tzokai. We made it the Rambam held what's the Tam of Chazorah. You take it off, you put it back on. No, it's a Matzah of Bishul. Because the Mesikim is cooked, Shaykh to be cooked until you get over there. That's the Londos of the Osamea. Beautiful Londos. There's one problem. Shitas a Rashba. No, you're there. I don't know about Teretz. Oh, but the Rashba has a big problem with the Rashba. Because the Rashba is the one that holds that the reason is what? Mechsikim of Ashel. But the Rashba himself, the Shitas, holds there's no Bishul after Michael Medjus. Sorry. So how does it stim? No, you're there. But I've got it. That's something to think about. But I'll be there with Samech. It's a beautiful Londres to understand exactly the Nafkamina why Tosus and the Rambam say different timing in the Issa of Chazor. So the
Maisa. Why, according to the Rambam, is the Mechsikim of Ashel to be Mamish Bishul?
No, it will be a Shaila of Bishul, right? But according to the Rambam, for example, what happens if it's Mvushal called Tzarekai? The same thing applies. Why? Because when you take it off and you put it back on, it's still Shaila of Bishul in such a matzav. You're in a sugya of Bishul, even though right now it happens to be not because it's ready for the cook, but in a sugya of Bishul. May the Rambam will hold that doing such a thing is Nichlal in a Mexican Mavashal. Right? I want to be masbid in a moment, this Mexican Mavashal, because it's, I remember masbid right now. I want to be masbid to you, what is this Mexican Mavashal? What is this Mexican Samaris Ayin? People are going to see that I'm going to be cooking, and they're going to get the wrong impression, and make it, oops, I'm going to cook on Shabbos. What is this Mexican Mavashal? So, you have to understand, the Mexican Mavashal is not a regular Mexi. Now, there's many mechsis in halacha. There's, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a mechsis that a person is doing libra, for example, in Semishin Beis to put out the laundry on Shabbos, the bayah, people take it to the washing. Or, for example, in Yeridei, we know from mechsis Karibis. There's all sorts of mechsis that go on Shulchan Aruch. Over here, the mechsis is slightly different. Here, we're not dealing with marisayin. It's not the pshat. Now, when someone comes over to me and sees me taking something off and putting on, oh, you're doing mission on Shabbos, right? I wouldn't be too rice. What is the mechsikim of Ashel? The mechsikim of Ashel over here is for me. It's for me. Pleasure for me. I want to give you two rights. The easiest right, which we'll speak up Ezer Hashem today, is one of the Tanoim, which the Gemara brings down as the Havamina, and there are more passages that Alokha Behim and Sibes, is Daitoy Lachzor. Slicha. Everybody knows that I have Das. Zechanisht. Nobody knows. Someone knows when I took it off, I put it back on. No way. Mimela. Who's it for? It's for me. It's the Poshet. That's what Poshet the right is for me. I'll give you another right, which is so clear. The side of the Mexican Mabashan over here is the Pshat is like this. Beloshen b'nei Odom, when you take something off the fire and you put it back on, you're doing something which is Melechas Bishul. Now it happens to be in this oven as no Bishul because it's already fully cooked, so what's the Shaila? But you're doing something that people call Bishul. It's a Mexican Mavashik, but this is like a Melechas Bishul. This is a Pu'ula that people do as Bishul. Mimele, even though this time right now I'm not doing Bishul because it's fully cooked, but since I'm doing Samya to Pu'ula Bishul, it's much worse. And they give you the biggest Raya. It's a Mudika Raya, this one. It goes like this. The Etzem, is far. Sugya. What would be the right over here to say that people, I'm doing a Sugya Bishul, let's say, the Rishonim that you saw in the Beis Yosef, ask a Pasha the Kasha. The Gemara affects the Kasha, which we'll get to. The Gemara wants to know, do you need that to Yilak So? Do you need Oy to be Yadoy? The Gemara doesn't answer. The Rishonim ask the Ran, other Rishonim, all the Rishonim basically say the same question. What's going on over here? It's a suffix in the Gemara. Why are we machmi? It's a suffix in the Drabanon. It's a suffix in the Drabanon. No suffix Drabanon the Kula. Why is it? Why is the Rambam being machmi? Zug Duran. Another Rishonim say the same. You say in different words. Duran says it's koyiv leisetayu. In other words, the Ran understood in Achenami if it was a regular Drabanon, if Chazorah would be just a normal Drabanon. No, Sabi Meikel. Suffix Drabanon the Kula. Ending. Finished. Oh, but Zukta Ran, no. This is much worse than that. This is a korev to a deraisa one. What's the pshat? Because I'm doing a psabishal over here. Mimela, if you're doing a bishal, now I understand the Mexican Mavashal. The Mexican Mavashal is not kilo psabishal. Don't cook, I don't know, chicken with almond milk over there, yodei, pizai. That's not the pshat. Over here, you're doing something which is a chalik of the melechas of bishal. And mimela, pizai. That's the reason why they're machmeh. It's not a regular drabonon, and the person has to be more machmeh. Now, Which time do we paskin like? Which time do we paskin of Geno according to the Rishonim of Mesik and Mavashal and Shemin Yechata? What do we do? See, there's three places, for example, in the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham brings down Shemi Yechata. They bring Shemi Yechata, for example, Sikot Nchof Vav, Sikot Nlamed Gimel, Sikot Nmembeis, where the Magen Avraham says Shema Yechata is the Issa. The Chazon Ish also doesn't really mention Mechzikim of Ashel. Chazon Ish many times talks about Chazon, and he only says Shema Yechata. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, 6 Yudalot over there, wants to go like the Bala Ma'or, the Razor, and the Rif over there, that also Mechzikim of Ashel, he wants to go with that Mahalach. Whatever it is, what about the Mishnah Berurah? That the Mishnah Berurah, if you notice, the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Gimel, goes backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. We're never sure what the Mishnah Berurah himself holds. For example, let me give you a dogma. Two places that the Mishnah Berurah says very, very clearly, the Issur Chazor is Shema Yechata, Sikotan Ayin, and Sikotan Kuf Gimel, right? You didn't get to it yet, but Ezra Shem, you will get to it, but note it down. Very choshev in Ma'am Kremis. Number one, Sikotan Ayin, Sikotan Kuf Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says clearly that the Issur Chazor is Shema Yechata. Whereas, if you go to Sikotan Lamed Zayin and Sikotan Nun Hey, all of a sudden, Mishnah Berurah says, Mechzikim Avashel. What's going on?
Isn't he just
mad for she dispenses us? No. One of them may be, but the other one, no. He's telling that's chat. That is the Mechzikim Avashel. That's the Bayah. Al Kaponim, what's the chat in the Mishnah Berurah? How does the Mishnah Berurah go? So the Chayyim, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, if you look good in how he's learning and how he's saying it, the first two Ma'amikomis that we gave you, for example, Sikot and Ayin, Sikot and Gimel, are talking about two different halachas. Number one, Erev Shabbos, and B, a Goy. Einachin Nami, when a Goy does it. Right? It's very important that halachas is something we're going to get to in a moment. If a Goy does it, oh, it's done on Erev Shabbos, what's the Issa? Mechzikim of Ashel? Can't be! It wasn't done on Shabbos, it wasn't done by Yid, it was done by a Goy. And the Ma'amikomis, the Mishnah Berurah had to come on to what? It had come into Shem Yechata, because Kol Zman is on Eis, Shem Yechata. Masha'inkin, in the next few Ma'amik, Kaim, Sikot, and Lamed Zayin, Sikot, and Nunhei, why did he say Mechzikim of Ashel? Oh, because that's what a Yid did it. Al Pizeh, right? And yes, Daiti, and this is Klaw, bring you come and become a Raya to this. The Mishnah Berurah's Ikka Psak is Mechzikim of Ashel. That's the Loch of the Meister, right? Not like the Magen Avraham, Pashas, not like the Chazon Ish, that the Ikka in the Mishnah Berurah is that we're worried of Mechzikim of Ashel. And any other place that he says Shem Yechata, have a look. Good. He's talking either a Goy did it, or the Pshat is it was done on Shabbos. And then there's no Mechzikim of Ashel, because it's number four Shabbos. It was done by a Goy. Hashem, when he does it, when a highly good a member of Kaisel does it, that's already a Mechzikim of Ashel. Now, let me bring you a Raya. The Esrim is a Moedika Machlikas. This is a tremendous Machlikas. The Nafkamina over here in this Machlikas is unbelievable. What was Allah Hazai? What happens, and this Rabbi says, the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin, Sikot Nchof Aleph, by Maskil Beniris says, a Poshet Akasha. What happens if a Goy, or a monkey, Lashon of the Chazon Ish, puts it onto the Ish? What happens? A monkey comes into your house, dies in the whole Shabbos, no? He comes into the Catskills, for sure it happens. It must happen somewhere in the Catskills over there. The monkey comes into the house, he takes up a nice kegel on the bridge, he puts it onto the Gideh, he puts it onto the Ish. No, Malacha. So the Benson you have a machlokes mishabur in the Chazanish. What is the gedder of Chazorah? Is the yisoid of Chazorah the maisa nesina? Is it taking the chicken and putting it onto the ish? Is that the issa? Or no? Maybe the issa is the fact that it's on the ish. Who cares who put it there? It's on the ish. Here we have a machlokes the mishabur in the Chazanish. Mephidus Chazanish that I just mentioned to you, the yisoid of the Chazanish is called manith on the ish. It's a chashash, Shem Yechata. So my nefkamina, a goy, a monkey, who cares? Shem Yechata, happens every single second. There's no nefkamina. Mimele is with the chazanish, the chiv to take it off. Masha'inkin, the Mishavu doesn't hold that way. The Mishavu holds that the issa of Chazor is the mice and the sinu itself. Mimele, the issa is the mice and the sinu. And the sinu is done by a monkey. And then a chiv, a chiv to take it off. And therefore, that's the psak of the Mishavu, and therefore you see claw. That the Ikki Yisoid, the Chashash that the Mishnah Berurah holds of over here in Mishnah Gimelsi base is Mechzikim of Ashel. That's it. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if a Yid put it on, if a Goy put it on, it's put on by a monkey, it was not put on by a Jewish person. According to the Mishnah Berurah, there is no Chiyuv to take it off. Again, according to the Chazon Ish, there is.
Could you eat it now?
Oh, so Bidi Eved already, we saw that in Sif Aleph at the end, the Ramah talks all about it. That I don't want to go into the Sugya, and it could be even called the Mishnah Berurah, maybe not. But the Shalosh, you have a Chiyuv to take it off to understand the Lomdus. You're right, as Bidi Eved, the Halachos is slightly different. I in the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph, we didn't have a chance last time to go through it. Now, let's go through the conditions. Let's go now to the Tanoim of Chazorah itself that allow a person to do Chazorah on Shabbos. Now we have to bear in mind there are certain situations where it's mutter even to do something lechatchila, right? Which is what we call, we'll see Reiz Hashem later, for those that have seen Siv Gimel, and for sure in Siv Hei, something what we call Mesina lechatchila, which means to take a dry piece of schnitzel from the fridge and put it onto the eggs. That can be a shayla Mesina lechatchila, that we'll get to Reiz Hashem, I hope next week. But here we're going with the Chazorah. Chazorah means it was on the fire when Shabbos came in, I take it off and I want to replace it. Ma'aseh b'chol yom in all the Bachur series with the children, ma'aseh b'chol yom with people that eat chicken soup on the fire on Shabbos day. These are all shaylas that come up command every single week. So what's the halacha? What are the tanoim that allow chazorah? So we have Be'etzem Gemara. The Gemara in Lamad Chesam Abayish in Shabbos tells us that Be'etzem chazorah is mutter which oyde b'yodai, right? But Agabi Karaka it's also. So Rav Ami over there brings Rav Yerichan, even Gabi Karaka is mutter. Now the Gemara brings two lishaynis, right? Yeshayim chizke b'shem abaya this way, chizke b'shem abaya that way. In fact, the Gemara in Kasha, what happens is tloim b'makel or Gabi Mita teiku. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't really bring down the shaylas, right? He doesn't really bring down the shaylas. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. He doesn't mention the sfeikas like Gemara. What's the pshat of the business? If you saw Pashut, he's Mekel, Zel, Fenidra, Bonin. Maybe you could be Mekel, and that's the pshat of Shulchan Aruch. As long as it wasn't on the character, like the Gemara said, it's Mutter. That's the pshat of Shulchan Aruch, and that obviously is the pshat of the Svadim. Whereas the Ramah was Machmeh, the Ramah, like the Torah, held that no, you need either Biyodo, you need all the other Tanoim as well, Mitzah's going to be a Bayah, B'choli, B'choli. Why is he Asa? Like the Shita Ferran told us, it's Korav, it's a Torah. That over here, these Sveikas are not stamp Sveikas in the Drabonah. These are Sveikas in the Shaila from the Raisa, and therefore a person has to be very, very careful. Now, it's interesting. The Shulchan, I mean, the Ramah sticks them in as Ki'ilu the Merchab is masking to him. Right? When he read the Ramah, he just adds in, but I tell Arzeh, but I tell Yodah, I said, Ki'ilu the Merchab is also masking to that. It's not so posh, actually, the Rabbi Levush. It's not so posh, how the Achoyim Nam Shah, it is a Machoik's Merchab and Ramah. Posh of Shah, there is a Machoik's Merchab and Ramah, I'll be the Rishayim. But there are those Achoyim that Taka want to say, it's not really a Machoik's in the Merchab and Ramah, but that already is a sugar that we're not going to go into. So again, let's make it clear. Min HaTorah, a person is allowed to take a fully cooked piece of chicken off the ash and is allowed to put it back without any to know whatsoever. Min HaTorah, as long as you went over a bishul, there's no shayla b'chlal. It's what Midrash Rabbanan and the rabbis came along and they said, no, if a person does that, well, either Shema Yechate or Masik Yavash or whatever it is. It's Gzeirah Rabbanan. Now, in order to make it mutter, what do we have to do? What are we trying to accomplish? And this also is so to understand all the Tanoim of Chazorah. What are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to accomplish that when I take it off and I put it back, I'm just being mamshech the original shahir that I did Erev Shabbos. It's not kilu a new Nesina lechatchila. It's not a brand new ma'isa of Nesina, of putting it there. It's a hamshech from the original one. That's what we're trying to accomplish over here. So these three tanoim that the Gemara and Mishonim and Paschal over here in Ramah give us are basically to accomplish that. And what they're trying to accomplish is we want to make all three partners are covered. There's three partners in a ma'isa bishul. Who are they? There's you, there's the pot, and there's the ash that you're putting it on. So Mimele, if you look at the three tanoim that we have, all three cover all three partners. For example, Daito Lassa, right, that's for me. Right, Oito Biyodoi is for the pot, and the last one is God Forgotten, obviously, is for the actual fire. So Mimele, I need these three tanoim, I fixed up all the three partners to make sure that everybody's happy, and I need these three tanoim, I've made it into a hemshach, a continuation of the original shahir. It doesn't look, and it doesn't appear, even to me, to be like a brand new shahir lechatchila, and that's why it's mutter. So those are the three tanoim, what we're going to explain them one by one, Be'ez Hashem. Number one, Oyde B'yodoi. Number two, Daita Lassa. And obviously, Gorev Bekotem. There's two more tanoim. The two more tanoim are not really Hilchos Reishon and Gimel Siv Beis. It's really Hilchos Shin Yud Ches, obviously. Number one, it's got to be fully cooked. That's a double portion, right? You put it back and it's not fully cooked, and it's a bishul. Number two, it's got to be hot. Now we'll get to that. It doesn't have to be hot, it's a solid, it's a liquid. That Be'ez Hashem we'll get to. That's the Mogen Avraham, that's the Groy. The Groy, we'll get to that. Svadim obviously are Mekel over here. That the Svadim hold that you don't have to have Oda B'Yodah and Daita Lachsa, because that's Poshim Shah, Ravadi and others learned Chat the Sugi over here, and made it they can be Mekel on those two tonight. The last sheet before we go into the first tonight is the Ran, right? Which the Ran brings over here, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi wants the time, and the Ramah brings it La Locha La Maisa. That this whole La Locha is talking about what? This halacha of all these tanoim is the tanoim of Oyde B'yodah and Daita Lachsa is only if you removed it before Shabbos. You took it off before Shabbos. Anyone put it on Shabbos? And Lachanami. Then Zubdurah Mashayn Yerushalmi, you need Oyde B'yodah, Daita Lachsa. Mashayn came on Shabbos. You took it off. I'm putting it back. Zubdurah, as long as it wasn't on the karka, Mutter. Right, so again, we're going to have to take this run to see how we pass can like it, because you see the Ramah himself didn't like it so much. And Mishnah Berurah also didn't like it so much. Right, because you see in the Be'alocha and everyone is busy with Eitzat Tzorich, when you can be Mekel. What do you mean? You have a Shita Zaran. Teretz is we're not so mekel like the Shittas Aran, except for obviously a Mokum of Teretz that will speak out Be'ez Hashem soon. Now, let's go to Tanai number one. Daitei Lachsa. Very, very interesting tonight. Again, as we mentioned before, B'Shem Osameach, Daitei Lachsa means I have Kavana when I took it off to re-put it back on. Who knows about it? Nobody except me. So, Mbai says, you see, call from here, that the Issa, the whole Tanai over here, only applies to me. The Mexican Mavasha is for me. That's a double posha. That's Mamasha double posha. As I state Mufurish in the Osameach. Sorry? Which one? The Daita Lachsa? See, you have to say like this. Daita Lachsa is the Pshat. I mean, all the Tanai work were hand in hand. It has to be Mekhaim both. That's no Shaila Bachlot. You have to say that when a person has Daita Lachsa, so he takes it off, it's just for a moment. And then by putting it back, I'm not going to be boiling, I'm not going to think it's cold, and therefore I'm not going to come to Shem Mechata. That's what you have to answer over there. Now, a famous Shaila here, which you saw for the Be'alocha, all the Achonim bring down the Shailas with Kideiga. Does a person need Das Mufurish or not? Does a person have to go along and put his gatel on and say, the shame, Yichud Ameini, Mukhna Mezuman, I'm putting it back? Well, no. Is it enough? As long as I didn't have Das Motu, then it's okay. What do I need to have? What do I need to say? What do I need to think, B'Shas Maisa? So without going through all the Lomdas, because obviously it's going to take us a long time, but it comes out from Rekiva Ega, how he brings up Pshat in the Gemara, that we're not going to be Rishayin, it's up here, Sugin Kilayin, that we're not going into, is the Maisa comes out from Rekiva Ega, you need Das Mufurish. According to Rekiva Ega, when you took it off, you need to have Das. Right? And if you don't have Das, I'm sorry. According to you, you don't have to have Das. When you take it off, it's okay. You know, as long as you don't have Das, hafuch, you don't have to have mamish Das, I'm going to put it back. That's how we keep the Ege learns. Now, Rav Shach and Abi Ezri learns differently, and he mamish Tom of Rav Kide Ege doesn't understand Shah. Again, a sugar that we can't go into, but he tied in Zuk to Rav Shach, it's about the Nishta Zuk. You have to have Das. Either you had Das when you took it off, or you don't have Das when you took it off. That's all. If you had Das, Zuk to Rav Shach, then you can put it back. If you don't, then it's too late. Where's the Zuraya? Hilchas Talis. Now, for example, over here in Nochan Simon Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch over there talks about a talis that falls off a person on during Shachas or whatever it may be. So, the Shulchan Aruch over there in Simon Ches writes, very simple. If a person takes off his talis, right, he wants to go to the washroom. He takes off his talis, he puts it back off when he comes back from the bathroom. He has to make a new bracha about the nish. Why? Because when he took it off, it's gone, put it back on. Masha Ein came up there. If the talis fell off in the middle, so then you never had any das when it came off. We made you see Kroya to make a new bracha. They pass from Shulchan Aruch to the Shachar. But so you have a Gemara to go right. Das, exactly the same mahalach. Then everybody took it off. Did you have das or did you not have das? A very, very simple mahalach. Now, what would happen like this? And this is, I have to tell you, we've spoken about this mindset once before, right? This is the kasha that, the Be'et and the kasha of Kideiga, when Reuven takes off Shimon's one, right? Which is Ve'enigay, you have a guest in your house, and he says, oh, I'll take off the chicken soup for you. He goes over there to the kitchen, he takes off the joint. What's the halacha? Right? And you have obviously a few shaylas right now, right? We spoke about this, right? You have the whole bracha shayla and kufayim zayin, where you have to make a bracha mishayla on the cholent, because obviously it wasn't part, it's a chaylik of the suda, but nobody has to eat cholent in the suda. So shulchan over there, and simon kufayim zayin, I think it's sibches. Says Mufurish, if I need to make a bracha mishayin, that's all the mishayin. That's how I came to shayla. The guy came to me, says to me, no, I can't put it back. I never had das machal, so the shayla is a bracha mishayin. I told him, what do you mean? Of course you can put it back. No shayla. What's the pshat? Because the priest can say this, Rav Shlomo Zalman and other priests can say that pshat is when a person takes it off himself on his own kedera, so it's betoyis. It's a machshava betoyis. Enoch and Nami, when he took off the tzur and thinking with the chicken soup, he had no das to put it back on. That's only because he didn't know which one it was. But Abad, if he would have known that this is not the right kedera, he would have had the das. You could be mekel in that case is considered ki'ilu to Ushrei Mezalman. Like you had das, it's ki'ilu, and especially if you have the ram to be soy mechon to Ushrei Mezalman, as it's here for both things. Ushrei Mezalman says you could be mekel. It means halacha lemaisa, a person by mistake takes off the wrong kedera out of the blech, whatever, the hot plate, whatever it is. As long as it's got all the other tanoim, and cham, you can put it back, even though you didn't have das, lemaisa, because it was a das betoyis. So they passed the lemaisa, with Shimon Zatzal, the Shmuel Shabbos Kochosi as well, Shevet Kochosi. Rabbi Yashiv is machme, Rabbi Yashiv has a yisoid in the sugi that again, we haven't got time to be mayuch in, it's a tremendous arichas, how he learns the sugi, how he learns Rekiva Ege slightly differently, that Rekiva Ege was talking about Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon and Achanami, he can't ask his kedera, but me, it's my kedera, it's my children, it's my chicken soup. I have the courage to ask for it. The man is Rabbi Yashiv, it's asa. Sorry, took off the wrong kedera, didn't have das, too bad. You can't put it back on. That's one halacha. Yeah.
If we're going to be mitzaref the fact that it was a nefila betos, and now we're going to be mitzaref with Shita Saran, so yeah. Why don't we know the other and all these things?
You always need that to know him. L'chatchela for sure. You're right. The din of eidim azikut. You can also be made l'chatchela.
Let's say I don't even like I put it down. I walked around and then I opened it and I realized it was the wrong pot. It's identical pot.
Then there's more to make it even without that. Even without the machshava of toys, you can be maker, as we'll see in a moment. Beis Hashem, if you miss out some of the tonight, you can always be maker, as we'll see. It's a tzur, it's a tzur. Now, that's one halacha. Yeah.
So what about when it wasn't a mistake? I'm saying the classic case we were talking about, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Took it off. And
why? To serve it.
Yeah, but you didn't have to have dust.
No. So that's what we have to get to later. The writer, you saw the Mishabu himself, the Be'alach, the Chazanish talks about it, because if you miss something to know him, can you be Mekom? That's the halacha that we'll get to. But here we'll come on to say this, Daito Lachsa, that Be'etzim Kun, the most person that you need Daf Mufurish, and you didn't have him, Fakert, over here you had no Das, because you didn't want to put it back, because you thought it was a chicken soup, but it was a chulun, then Achanam is a market to be Mekom, because it was Betos. Let's move on to a similar style, which also is enough convenient. What we're saying, what happens if the fire goes off? He sets up his hot plate in a certain oifen that he wants it to go off, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. There's no reason for it to be on the whole night until, I don't know, before Shabbos, then it's brought on the kegel. 11 o'clock at night, the hot plate's going off. For some funny reason, the time was mixed up. And in the middle of the meal, before the meal was even served, he comes back from shul, and he sees, as he comes back, he sees, bang, the whole thing goes off, right? Everything's boiling hot, right? It goes off, there's no fire. Now, a hot plate without a fire is just a hot plate. It's almost like a counter. What is it already? It's nothing but chalot. Mimela pizza. What's the halacha over here? So comes along with Shlomo Zalman. Now, Be'etzim is a sugya in the Ramah. There are more paskins that you're allowed to go and take something from one kira to another kira. There's no issa. I can take something from my hot plate and bring it to your hot plate. There's no issa b'chlal. They're both going for kotim. It's a bush called soka, or debi yodu, daita lachsa, mabaya. I'm allowed to change kiras from one to the other. So the shaylas are going to go into this in this situation. Do you want to go and take it? I'll put it to my neighbor. I've got another 2 hours till the suda starts. I want to go and take it to my neighbor's hot plate, and I'll put it on his at the bow. Right now it's off. Comes on Shlomo Zalman with the Gavala Gazach. And Shlomo Zalman wants the tile over here. Exactly the case of the talis, but he takes it for ket. The case of the talis, look at Shlomo Zalman like this. In the Chanam, when he took off the talis in order to go to bath, you don't make a bracha. That's a double poshut. And when it falls off, you should have to make a bracha. I'm not going into. What happens in the middle of Shachris? Middle of Shachris, the talis falls off. The whole thing just slips off. What's halacha? So Shlomo Zalman, you don't make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, oh, but the mice of the meaning is you don't. What's the chat? Because in the beginning of Shachris, you wanted the talis to stay on for the ganza, davening of Shachris. The fact that it fell off is no chisoin in my kavona, there's no hesach hadas. Because I wanted it to stay on the whole time. Oh, my zozer from Shreim and Zalman. When I put the kedera on the hot plate and there, Shabbos, and it's boiling hot and everything's gavalding, it's got dinner for fire. In the middle of Shabbos, for some funny reason, it went off. Why do you say hesach hadas? There's no hesach hadas in such a case. There can't be Esach Adat. I wanted it to stay on forever. Many, many poskim. That the halacha is in this situation about you can be meikel. Because it's ki'ilu you had das to stay in the whole time, and you now can transfer it to somebody else's kira without any problem whatsoever. Let's take it a step further. Rabbi Isaac, Gavandiga halacha. I met a fellow, Chassidish fellow, Noch the mikvah, Shabbos, Shachris in the morning. And he says to me, you'll never guess what happened to me last night, and because of that, I don't have children. He says, what's the shayla? I couldn't believe such a mice happened. He says to me like this. He says to me, he set up everything here at Shabbos. He comes from Noch davening, and he sees, lo and behold, the children are on a hot plate that's completely off. It was never switched on. The plug never gone in. Nobody ever put in the plug. What's that, halacha? So he said, well, now I've got cold children, I can't eat it. No, I said to him, Sticha, Yechobah, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman takes the case that we just mentioned before and goes a little bit further. Zuk, Shlomo Zalman, what's the case if the hot plate never went on? It was never a hot plate this Shabbos. You can still be Mekel. If the kedem is still boiling hot, I can take it and put it onto my neighbor. What's the pshat? The same numbers. I wanted it to be on. It was never on. Who cares? I wanted it on, and therefore it's got a dinner. Das. Now, I'll tell you our advice to show you as well. A guy comes to me one time like this. Comes to me with a taina about using a Shabbos urn. Shabbos urn, mechem chashmali, a regular Shabbos urn. What's the mitzvah of a Shabbos urn? The mitzvah is that it doesn't stay on the whole time. Stop shy, I'll go burn up the water. It goes on, off in certain times in order to make sure the water stays at a very nice, normal temperature the whole Shabbos. So he wanted a timer like this. He wanted a timer that the moment that it's off, it's got a dinner kilu a la karka, because it's nothing but chalas, it's a pot. The moment it goes on again, you didn't have to ask for that. So how can you eat it? According to the Lomdus that we just said from his Alman, and even better than that, this is the Kli that the Mahalach is set up to go this way. Sabad, you could be Meikel. There's no Shai B'chlal on such a thing. Because it's set up to go on and off. It's my Da'asvah to go on and off. And therefore, there's absolutely no Shaila with that whatsoever. So that is the Sugya of Daitei Lassa. The person that Chachil is meant to have Da'as, but you have it a lot of times, you could be Meikel. Now, let's move on to night number two, which the Ramah says is Oida B'yodai. What does it mean, Oida B'yodai? So first of all, it's very interesting. Before we go into the Gemara of Karika, it seems to me very interesting. I would say that Bismanenu, everything should be faket. Everything should be the opposite. Why? Because Bismanehem, the Karika, was Ki'ilu, a normal place to put the pots there. The others were on the floor, basically. So the Karika was Ki'ilu, a chelik of the floor. Masha'enke Bismanenu. Bismanenu, who in their right mind does such a thing? Faket, nobody leaves it there. When the someone puts a kedera on the floor, you're going to leave it there? Of course you're going to pick it up, right? Except maybe by sukkos. This is very negay, shayla by sukkos. Because we know, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Hilchos Sukkah, that there's an Indian to be not to bring kederas, it's Gemara better than sukkah, not to bring kederas into the sukkah. So a lot of people do, especially when they have to walk a long way to their sukkah, they'll take the whole kedera and they'll bring it to the kiddush to the door and they'll put it down on the floor there and they'll serve it. And he's a major shayla of a karaka. Now it's very, very important that. So it seems to be that wooden lomdus, we're correct, the halacha is nishtaze. The halacha is we have to go with whatever Chazal said, and Chazal said a karaka is a karaka, shayish is a shayish, maybe we have to go with that. So the shayla is like this. What's the reason of karaka? What's the problem with karaka? When I put a kedera al ha-karaka, which by the way doesn't only mean the floor, it can mean the fridge. Fridge is for sure a place that also a person is the same das from, same idea. Person is something in the fridge boiling hot for whatever reason, and chaps want to put it back on, it's kedera al ha-karaka, and you haven't even got the ram to be saimechon. So, lemaisa, what's the reason why karaka is more of a baya of chazara? So, there's two svaras over here. Works beautifully. The levush. The levush over here in Sibes writes, what's the reason why put on the karaka you can't do chazara? Zuk to the bush poshet. His lashon is like this: ki ilu hisiach daitu melachzira. When a person puts on the karaka zuk to the bush, it's ki la sechadaf. Azoy shteit in the bush. The Ran says a different malach. Zuk the Ran, he wants to tell you when a person puts on the karaka shegit stunning. The Ran understood that when a person puts on the karaka, what's going to happen is it automatically gets colder, and therefore to do chazara when it got colder, obviously it's a baya. These two reasons fit in so beautifully with the two reasons of the Rishonim of Shem Yechata and Mechzikim Mavashel. Mechzikim Mavashel, we understand, is a double portion, right? Like the Levush said, it's a Hesach Hadas. When you put on the character, it's a Hesach Hadas. And the main one, when you put on the edge, it's called the Mechzikim Mavashel. The other time, which was what? Was Shem Yechata, was up with the Ran. That the Ran said it goes cold. If it goes cold, of course it's going to be Shem Yechata, because when I put it back on, I want to make sure it's nice and hot. So the two reasons why a person not allowed to put on the character fit in beautifully with both reasons in the Rishonim of Mechzikim Mavashel and Shema Yechata. So the halacha is, as we know from the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person puts something on the karaka, or like I said, in the fridge, that's got dinner karaka, and a chanami, there's no heter bachlal, even according to the Ran, to put it back. Now, Lemaisa, the Dain Fisher, for example, was quite meikel. He bought the Shatzin, and the Shatzin says, Kosher lahach, Kosher lahach, me keneged ha-shulchan aruch. And Dain Fisher wanted to say that we're only dealing with the Drabonon, and Be'etzim, you do have Shitas Aran, because the Aran hold only Shabbos, whereas here we're dealing on Shabbos. So Dain Fisher wanted to be meikel, and Rishon Mazalman also says, Alocha lemaisa poshet. If a person is taking it and putting it on a hot plate, which already is a shaila if it's called Mexican Mavashel or not, which we'll have to explain Be'ez Hashem next week when we discuss Nesina Lechatchila. If you're putting it back onto a hot plate, which is already a very shvach of Mexican Mavashel anyway, then you can be meikel. And as if that's not enough of Shleim Zalman, in the case where you put it a la karaka in the fridge and you want to put it back on, again, it's got to be still boiling hot, or at least you have to let it spur, at least warm according to Ashkenazim, it's got to be a fish called Torah, v'choli v'choli, all the other tenoim, then Shleim Zalman was meikel in that oifet. Now, our shayla is more, not really karaka. Our shayla is tables, counters, all of these sorts of things that people have in their kitchen. So Be'etzem, the Gemara asked the Kashin Shabbos Lam Chesem Abeis, where the Gemara is a suffix over there, if a person removes the Kedera from the Eish and puts it on a bed, or puts it on something like that, what's the halacha? So is the pshat that a bed is something that who on earth in their right mind puts a Kedera on the bed? And therefore, when you put a Kedera on the bed, no one's going to leave it there, and a person wasn't going to see a das from it, it means the person will eventually put it back on the fire. Or do we say, no, it's Kilu, right, the character? Now, again, it's a Lomdash HaKiru that goes backwards and forwards. Lemaisa, I could understand there would be a nafkamina between a shayish and a person's kitchen and an eating table. A shayish in a person's kitchen is a normal thing for a person to leave the kedemis there to Mosul Shabbos. So that kiyu could be a hesach hadas. A shayish in your dining room table is lav dafka mokum, you can leave your kedemis. So that could be lav dafka, a case of hesach hadas, and therefore would not be a problem. Now, the Meister, tremendous machlokes HaPosek came over here, whether or not our shayish, our counters, have a din of a karaka or not. What Rabbi Yashav held, I don't know clear. For example, of Morgenstern from Shurafat. See, Talmud of Rabbi Yashav Zatzel. See, he wanted a tiny Rabbi Yashav held that since our counters are Mechobel Lekarika, it's got a din of Karika. I never understood that story because what's the Shaykh? It's Mechobel Lekarika, it's a din of Tumma, Taira, whatever it is. But din of Tumma, Taira, it's in Hezekah Das, man of communion, Mechobel, not Mechobel. Is it Hezekah Das or is it not? Others being done Rabbi Yashav holds differently, whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly what Rabbi Yashav held. Obel Amaisu of Shleim Zalman, the Oznidbu of Chaim Kenevsky, of Nissen Karelis, of Fu Shalem, of Boisha, they all held that our counters, Ki'ilu, have a din of Karika. And I mean, the person has to be very, very careful. The person has to be very, very careful. I'm sorry, the elder, our counsel got a din of kisei, a din of chair, and that's the sophic of the Gemara, there's a mokum to be meikel. Whereas, Rav Ozna, Rav Zil Orbach told me this as well, Rav Falk also told me that he tied in that the counsel's got more of a din of a karaka, a person has to be careful. Since a counsel is a place that a person sometimes does leave it there, so it's more like a karaka. This Manani should leave on the karaka, this Manani will leave it on the counter, and made a person shade of Dalevi, that our counsel's got a din of a karaka. Whereas again, Moshe, Mishim, Karelis, Oznid, Rav Chaim Kenevsky holds it's got a din of a kisei, which is already a shay in the Gemara, which Be'etzim is a mokum to be mekel, if the Rambam for sure, if the Svadim for sure, even according to Ramon, there's a mokum to be mekel. Now, Stam, from the Mordechai Zach, in the Mekal Chaim from the Chavis Yo, wants the Taina, that if I take the Shulam and I give it to you, that's not a Debiyadi. It's not a Debiyadi. Mordechai, a massive chumra. It's unbelievable. Imagine a yeshiva, you know, you pass it from Bokha to Bokha. Each one takes it, it's not a Debiyadi anymore. It's got to be in your hands. As I passed from the Meister of Chavis Yo from the Mekal Chaim, but the Meister of Yisrael Orbach told me, I've had a nish, we don't pass in that way, and a person can give it to his Rebbetzin, a person can give it to Chavrusha, with any Shalei whatsoever. I did see the Meister, a tshuva in the Bells of Dain of Shamek Ross in Shevet HaKohasi, over there in Chele Gimel Sibu Kubbeis, he wants the Taina, maybe there's a halal to say that if you hold the lid, that's good enough. You don't have to hold the body, hold the lid. That is not considered to be oida biyada over there. First, has to hold the actual kedera. The shayla is, how much do you have to hold? How much of the kedera do you have to hold? So, if you look in the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis, his lashon over there is shitehei ba'avir. It's got to be in the air. Which passes with Moshe's medayik from there, that it's got to be mamish in the air. Over the ma'aser, Moshe says two rayas. Ray number one, the lashon of Chazal, the lashon of the Gemara is to hold on to the kedera, not to hold the kedera up. Hold the Gedera. Number two, Zuk with Moshe. Look at the Rambam Mishnah Torah in Halachas. So the Rambam writes over there, you just have to hold the Gedera itself. Al Pizet, passing with Moshe and command all the poskim, that you could put the Gedera on the counter, you just have to hold onto the handles, and that's good enough. That's good enough. The left hand says, half, and this and that, with the Yashin, the Kach Oman, the Agon, the Zulu, or Bakshlita, that the Heilige Shvez, that's how Hodnish does it. He held it's got to be half on, half off. Either half on, half off the counter, or half in the air, whatever it is, because that's called the Oida Biyoda. He didn't hold, and the person just grabs hold onto the handles, we can consider that an Oida Biyoda over there. Again, the Maisa Road Post, come on, Maker, that you're not Mechoyev to hold it up in that situation. Let's move on. So those are the first two tonight. Tonight number three, Goren for Kotem. So this Baruch Hashem, we already know from Siv Aleph, that Goren for Kotem means either a blech, if you hold up a blech, or a few pieces of silver for whatever it may be. Now, that's another portion. Without the third tonight, there's no het of bechlal to return it, right? That's one of the most important tonight is Goren for Kotem. If your crock pot, for example, doesn't have a layer of foil inside it, and you take the children off Friday night, you can't eat it. Doing by somebody's house, and that's what they did. It's a shail of Maaser Shabbos, which is much worse than Shinyan Chesiv Aleph, because I saw the Ramah over here in Meshon Gimel Siv Aleph. It's a big bayad, and if you can eat the children in the Shabbos, if somebody doesn't have a blech bechalal on their kotpah, it's considered an age that's ain't a goy for kotum, and made of it's awesome. Chazor is mamish awesome. This person has to be careful from that. That's a double poshet. Next, what about the next 2 to 9? The next 2 to 9 we mentioned is as this. This we already know. Every person has to be careful Friday night when you take off the Heilige Trulim to make sure that all the beans, the potatoes, the meat, everything is going to be 100% cooked. If it's slightly not cooked, it's a deraisa, which means the chatchila don't do it, but the other about you can eat it because we said we give the shemich on the post and the hold. Anyway, there's no bishul after Mayakam Bajusai. That's b'diyev, not the chatchila. Now, the last tonight is like this. The last day is hot. Right? This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's got to be hot. Now, what does that mean? So if it's a liquid, so this we understand, a liquid has to be hot. So what does that mean? How hot does it have to be? So according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Svadim, it's poshut. It has to be as a lettuce, because that's going to be. Now, Shagan asked, we passed over there in Shin Yachas Sita's Vav, that you can be mekel. Cold man, it's nice and warm. It's good enough. It's very nagei. You take off the chicken soup. You want to put it back on. It's no longer yatzeh lettuce boy. There's a market to be mekel. That is by a double lach. That's a double poshut. What about a dry thing? What about you take a kilo, you take some shit, so take a chicken, whatever it is, you take it off the ash, and all the tzunun you have, but it went cold. Or it went under your tzunun, but under geshmak warm. What's halach over there? So you, be'etzem, it's a mefurish of mitzvah. That, though, the Shabbos, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Rabbi, the Vimagon, the Shabbos, they're all paskin like this. You have to be machmeh. It's not allowed. Then the is that the heter, right, the tenai of being hot applies also to a dover gush, even to a dover yavesh. As I've stated before, in the Ritzvah, in the Shabbos, we're going to vomit two places, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Rabbi, the Primogodim, and the Shvi'is of Shabbos. I, the Mishabura. What's the Mishabura hold? So the Mishabura in Sikot and Samach Ches actually brings the Magen Avraham to be Machmir. But if you look in Sikot and Nundalit and Sikot and Tzadik Aleph, the Etzim, he wants to be Mekel Al Pishitas Hagrua. Lemaisa, Rav Moshe, and others held that we have to be Machmir. Rav Moshe and others held that we have got to be Machmir, there's rise for this, and therefore, if you take something off that's dry, and you took it off with all the other tannaim, but it's not nice and hot, you're not allowed to do chazara. Even though there's no issur bishul, but according to Magen Avraham, it's new sihir, lachatchila, whatever the lom this is, avad is awesome. Okay? Yeah, that's halach over there. No, it doesn't have to be lachatchila. It's probably going to come up with the same thing that we mentioned over there, but dovalach, according to Ashkenazim.
Are they saying this even in Iran?
Oh, so that's a shayla. Very good. There's a shayla whether or not the Magen Avraham was dafka talking in Shittas Iran, not in Shittas Iran. It's not klar, and I have a whole shtickle to you on this, but the Maisa, we haven't known what the Pesachim is saying. The Mishabura wasn't Machalik. The Mishabura didn't come spell this in that Magen Avraham was only talking about Libet and Mishittas Iran, the Mele Bayas, we can be. No, Mishabura is Machme. Lachoyu Mishabura is Machme. But Moshe is klar to be Machme. Pim Gadu, Shulchanon Chalad, the Gedoyle Pesachim are all Machme, and they're not Machalik between in which Shita is the Magen Avraham going, the Sosim in Ganfen, which means. The steam of Halashim of the Gedolei Achronim, we have to be Machmeh, as a Pasuk of Moshe.
I think we already said this twice, I'm just making clear, we're talking about the Tana Gamre, if you Machmeh on the Tana Gamre, right?
If it's nice and warm, it's a nice and warm thing, even if it's not, but for sure you can be Mekel. Let's move on. Two more halachas over here. Two more halachas I wanted to get to. But essence, one main halacha. This is a big chiddush. I hope the Olim is ready for this chiddush. Chazorah into an oven. Now this is where it gets complicated, because shehiyah by an oven we previously discussed. Person has to be careful. Either to make sure the chicken is mavusha called soka when Shabbos comes in, because most ovens are not going over cotton, there's no blech. Or to make sure it's at least, as a Michael Ben Josoi, you get Shittas Chananya in, because it's not going over cotton, Michael Ben Josoi, then it's okay. Right? If it's fully cooked, you're okay. Michael Ben Josoi, you're also okay. Be'alocha, chazanish, we discussed it over there in Sifalot. Now, what about chazorah? Are you allowed to chazor, take out the chicken, you want to put it back inside? This is meisim b'chol Shabbos by anyone that has kids. That when Shabbos comes in late, he doesn't want to wait till the Suda to give his kids a piece of chicken or whatever it may be. So he wants to take something out, you know, the Rebbe said, wants to take it out before he comes over, sure, take a piece of chicken, here, have a piece of chicken, go to it. He wants to put it back. What's the halacha in this situation? So be'etzim is azoi. Be'etzim chazor with all the tanoim should be mutter. Should be mutter. However, there's one exception. The exception is in the oven. This is saw in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, whenever there's a toich, toich is much worse. Putting something inside a mokum of Eish is always a higher madrega of a Mexican of Ashel than putting it on top. Mimela, Alpidus Mishabura. Machzah Shagol says it very, very clearly as well. That even if you have all the Tanoim, it doesn't help you. Because the Tanoim only held by Akira, where it's only it's Mexican of Ashel, but I saved the Mexican of Ashel. But into an oven, into a mokum of Eish, is such a higher madrega, Loshen Aran is because it's much more hotter over there. That could be also by ovens, for sure. Right? There's no air that's going, it's not Shalbe Ava, right? Because it's mummish covered by a whole 3D box. Actually, even a hot plate has got air over there. So I feel the run for sure you have to be Mahmeh. As I'm Kaponim, according to the Ramah, to put something back into the oven, I feel you have a blech. And the Mavushah goes, okay, and it's done, you're going to be yogi, Allah tonight. It's not going to help you. Because when you're putting it toy, automatically it's already going to be much worse. The soichai is more high madrega of a mechsi kemavashal. However, Ravazan and Shevet Halevi, Chelik Gimel Simem Emches, brings a be'etzem etzalpir shilti kibayim. If you look at the Oruch HaSholchan, he also says a whole shtickle toy on this as well, that he wants a tain that's not true. Bismaneihem enachanami. Of a bismaneinu it changed. Why? Because he wants a tain like this. He wants a tain that the Oruch HaSholchan spells that. If you have a look at the Oruch HaSholchan, it's a mamish of beautiful shtickle. The Oruch HaSholchan speaks like this. That when you have a kira, that you have two options. Option number one, on top. Option number two, in. and you decide to put it in, say, that's a real matzik of avasha because you're putting it in. Masha'engim is my name, it's not the matzias. Right? Generally, okay, you do have gas on top of an oven, but generally, the matzias of an oven is, it's only got an inside. That's the matzias. Nobody cooks on the top of an oven stove unless you put a gas on top of it, that's a different thing. But ba'etzim, nobody cooks on top and in. It's only in. The Shulchan seems to say this mahalach. Rabbi Aaron Talatak was making this way. Dan Fisher was making this way. Yalpi Yosef held this way. That you can be making your chazon in an oven if it has a blech. And that's the big one. A lot of people learn this revolt and say, ah, I'm allowed to chazon in an oven because ovens are different. Slicha, what happened to blech? Revolt is not being cholik and going for cotton. Going for cotton, about what you need, right? Which means, according to what we mentioned over there previously, you need to have a box. Unless you go with Sinai Mashal, it's covered underneath. Abba Kaponim, Kondra, Moshe, and other poskim, you need a box. So basically, it means to ask, for whatever reason it is, easy passing like Ray Poskim, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that to put it inside an oven is also, or you passing anyway, like the Mekilim, but you don't have a blech, so Moshe, you're going to have a problem, right? Moshe can have a problem. Now, before we get to the bombing Chiddush, I want to say two Hatarim. Number one, what's the halacha if the oven is no longer Yatzel at this point? For example, let's say you were cooking in the oven air Shabbos, and right before Shabbos you take everything out of the oven, switch off the oven, put it on the hot plate. Now your oven is a little bit warm, it's not SLA at this point, it's a little bit warm, and you want to heat up something for the kids, so you figure, you know what, put it into the oven, you know, a little bit warm in there, in 10-15 minutes, you know, it won't be so cold anymore, right? What's the halacha over there? So the Essen from the Mishnah Berurah, it's mutter. Right, this is the Mishnah Berurah Mefurish, I think it's the cotton study base. The Ba'etzim you can be makel. If it's no longer Yatzel Lettuce Boy, we're not worried. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is Machme. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Machme, even if it's not Yatzel Lettuce Boy. Why? Toich. Toich is always worse. As I state in the Graz, as I state in the Mishnah Berurah. As well. Yeah, that's where the Mishnah Berurah is. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's the cotton study base. Now, Kopon. I want to say a chiddush over here, and I'll tell you where this chiddush came from. Gevaldige chiddush, that Anias Daiti, I said this myself, and after this, Baruch Hashem, I have a skomus of Kamek Gedolim, that it's a vada pitei de gomu. It's a gevaldige chiddush. When I was giving shiurim in Torah or Yeshiva for the kollel there, also in Hilchos Shabbos, so a fellow came over to me on a Sunday morning from the kitchen. One of the staff members of the kitchen, he said, you'll never guess what happened on Shabbos. What happened? So these guys know a little bit about Bishol and Chazor and Shia, because obviously we put people in the kitchen that were, you know what they're talking about. Halacha, I want to make sure we're eating the right food. But just he comes to me like this, he says to me, what happened on Shabbos? We had a Kiddush. We had a Kiddush in the yeshiva, and there was on the Kedera, on the fire, a huge pot of chulent. Massive pot of chulent for whatever it was, Shabbos lunch, for the Kiddush, whatever it was for. He said a rabbi came in, big beard, big white beard, comes into the kitchen shop this morning, we were all there preparing everything for the suda, and he looks at the chulent pot and he sees kochenk, it's not bubbling away over there. So what did he do? Right? He did this on his own. He took the kedera of the chulent pot, right, lifted it up, pulled out the blech, and then put it back down. He said, all the staff members, how could you do such a thing? I said, well, the white beard, my advisor's a rabbi, he knows what he's doing, we're not going to say anything to him, right? Oh, but they gave him Sunday morning, he said, Meir Chadesa, ain't the girl of the cotton, what's the heta? Ain't the girl of the heta, ain't the girl of the worst tonight, no one can get around to tonight, there's no one that's making an ain't the girl of the cotton, what was his heta? So I was thinking, I came up with a heta. My heta is like this, and it's a nafkamina for the shal of an oven, it goes like this. What is the Yisoid al-Chazorah? The Yisoid al-Chazorah means, when you take something off, you mevatel it from the kira, right? And then, when you put it back, you're doing a brand new nesina l'chatzchila, unless you have the tanoim. So what is Chazorah? Chazorah means I took it off in a matzah that I'd be mevatel it. If you take it off in a way that I was never mevatel the original shihiyah, then putting it back is on an issue. Chazorah, l'dugma, he picked up the kedera. How much do you have to pick up a kedera to take off the blech? Not that much. 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters, 15 centimeters. Oh, but it's still alaish. He was never mevatel the original shihiyah. If he was never mevatel the original shihiyah, putting it back is not Chazorah. You don't need to go over cotton. Now the Maisa, I put this over with Hagoyim of the Zul Orbach, Hagoyim of Falchleiter, they were all maskim to me, 100%. Now the Maisa, we can go back to the case of the oven. What's the case of the Rebbetzin that wants to take out some chicken for the kids? Says, take it out and put it back, you can't do it. Says, Kabbal de Gazach. How about if you take it out in a place, but if you leave it there, it's still considered to be Yatzo lettuce, boy? Just a little, just, you know, pull out a little bit from the shelf, take out your polka, and put it back inside. Mutter Gomel, what's the pshat? I Chazorah without a going for Gotham, what's the heta? It's poshut. You never took off the shihiyah. You never mabattled the shihiyah by putting it back in as an issue of Chazorah. and therefore Avada, you can be mekel in such a Messias to do that on Shabbos Kodesh, obviously making sure that when you open up the oven door, you've got to be very careful, Rabbi Yisai. Be very careful. Opening up the oven door is a major issa. Right? I once had a friend that walked up 7 flights on a Shabbos Friday night. He says, we have 15 guests waiting in the house for the main course. We don't know what to do with the oven. When are you allowed to open it? First, you have to be very careful to open up an oven door on Shabbos to make sure you know which oven you're dealing with. Generally, the light goes on, the thermostat's on. The minute the thermostat's on, it means the fire's on. Therefore, you won't be causing havara when you open up the oven door, and that's muta. But that's a side shaylus, obviously. But the person has to realize these also shaylus apply also on Shabbos. Just to finish off over here, because again, it's a belt of things to do over here. We're not going to get to everything. Just to finish up over here, if a person misses one of the Tanoim, what's halacha? He missed the conditions. So if it's not going for Kotum, if it's Einum Avushal, and it's going to be cold, Avad, you can't put it back. That's a double poshut. Again, to be Evan, if he did, Kubin Zamoka to be Mekel. The Lachat Chila, if it's not going for Kotum, if it's not Avushal called Tokoy, and it's freezing cold, especially if it's a liquid, Avad, you can't put it back. Whereas, if you missed Ota B'Yodai, and or the Tanai of Daitre Lachsa, so one without the other, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Rav Ochan Soirich, you could be Mekel. What if you miss both? What if you miss both? You don't have Ota B'Yodai, and you don't have Daitre Lachsa. I have the other three. I've got Mavusha Kol Tzorkei, I've got Cham, and I've got Goyim for Kotum. I just didn't have Ota B'Yodai, and I didn't have Daitre Lachsa. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. And for care, from the Mishnah Berurah, it comes out, L'chol be Osa. Because the Mishnah Berurah mentions that one without the other, that one and that one. Alright, base that we can be Mekel. Comes along the Chazanish, and the Chazanish and similar Laman Zayt got new base. What's the time you can be Mekel? Also, base that Tzoyuch. Okay, again, Mitzayrut Duran. We've always got Shita Saran that holds that any time you do Chazor on Shabbos itself, it's on the Issa and the Middle, it's a Mokkam to be Mekel. What means an Eisat Tzoyuch? Tremendous Shiloh with the Poskim. Roy Poskim hold, not Stam. In other words, if you've got 4 kegels for Shabbos, and this is the 4th one, Beseda, don't put it back. Whereas if this is your hot food for Shabbat, this is your chulam, which is basically the ikka food that you're eating on Shabbat's lunch, that's hot, nothing else hot, then a valid is a mokin to be meikul, like the Chazanish say, but it's a tzoyer to put it back, even if you miss those two tenoyim of Oedib Yodin, Daito Lachse, but of God, a valid rabbi says, it's got a bushel called tzoyer, and it's got to be going for cotton, and hot if it's a liquid. But it's a shem rabbi says, next week, we'll go into the sugya of A, Tosfos of Chazor and Erev Shabbos, and B, we'll go into the inyan of Nesina Lachatchila, which is obviously a very, very important halacha to be mazel when a person is allowed to heat up things on Shabbos Kodesh.